Public Square.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Public Square.
All right, 99.3 Nigeria in from the Public Square. I'm Awo Obo. And on the square, in the square rather, today we have a big conversation and ideas. Sort of giving us an insight into today's conversation also too, where we are going to be focusing on emerging issues around Nigeria's 2023 general elections, in particular the possibility of a so-called third force candidate in the presidential poll. And for some Nigerians, hashtag Peter Obi's resignation from PDP raises possibility of a third force party or coalition in Nigeria's 2023 presidential elections. The big questions are, how would a hypothetical third force campaign, and what are its chances of victory, and how would it govern? Rotimi Sankore and I will be looking at the two of the possible scenarios that could emerge. Remember that you can engage the program on Twitter and social media at Public Square G, at Rotimi Sankore, at Awogo Obo, at Nigeria Info FM. Also on WhatsApp, the number 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805 to send us messages, questions, inquiries. We'd love to hear from you always. And so we're good to roll straight away, Rotimi.
Yes, I mean, this is a very odd topic to be addressing.
Right.
I mean, mostly we are dealing on public school where we are dealing with data, global governance and human rights standards, constitutional issues, very little, if any, opinion involved. But when it comes round to politics time,
right,
then it's time for permutations. And we only do this really because without governments, the issues around human development and human rights are in a vacuum. So the process through which the government emerged is of interest to everybody. And now that there is a hypothetical possibility of a so-called third force, it is something that we have to discuss. We can't avoid it. So anyway, here we are. And because in Nigeria, this is an odd scenario. So it is something that is important to look at closely. You know, what are the possible scenarios that could emerge? What could be the possible actors? You know, what could they do? How would the public see it, and so forth? So all we are looking at here is scenarios and possibilities. And of course, we welcome the contributions of the esteemed audience, all of whom have different and diverse experiences on these issues. So we go through the key points first, and then welcome the very diverse views of the audience.
Absolutely, and would love to hear from them once it's time. So first and foremost, let's begin with the parties and candidates that could constitute the so-called third force, Rotimi.
Well, since the so-called third force is likely, that is, if he continues in the presidential race, likely to be built around Peter Obi. That's what the public buzz is.
Right.
You know, there is also the possibility of a Kwakwanso, or both of them going it together.
Right.
And in which it is both of them, then we don't know who will be the presidential candidate and who will be the VP candidate. All these things are not clear, but those are the two top people that are being talked about as possible third force. Who knows, there may be a second third force candidate or party emerging. I mean, one day is a long time in politics. But for now, the parties and candidates that are more likely to constitute the so-called third force, candidates first, will be likely Peter Obi from the Public Boss and Kwakwanso, or Peter Obi or Kwakwanso, or both together. In terms of party, well, Kwakwanso has a party, the New Nigeria People's Party, or NNPP. So we know how that is more likely to go. Peter Obi, since he resigned from the PDP, more or less citing irreconcilable differences, he has not announced that he's joining or which party he's going to join. Mm. I mean, he said to be the beautiful bride, so to speak. And there have been speculation that he could be joining Labour Party.
Mm.
Some people have gone as far as mentioning Social Democratic Party or Accord and so forth. I mean, who knows? We are waiting for him. Whatever happens, that announcement has to be made soon, because by June 3rd, INEC will close the shop. So whatever happens, that announcement has to be made soon. It could be made today. It could be made over the weekend. They could wait to see how the party primaries of APC and PDP turn out over the weekend into late Monday. I mean, who knows? But for now, it's likely to be Peter Obi, Kwakwanso, or both. The NNPP is likely to be involved, or Labour Party, or any of the other parties mentioned are called SDP or any other one. So, I mean, that's all we know for now. Everything could change in 24 hours.
Anything could change in 24 hours. And we'll keep our eyes on the wires too to see if during the course of the program there's any announcement from Peter Obi that whether he's finally found a place to lay his head. But the Rotimi, the likely process for the third force to emerge, how do you think it will unravel?
Yeah, well, the parties are already in existence, so it is likely to be one of the other 16 parties aside from PDP and APC. You know, so at least that much we know, that there are 16 other parties. Now, I mean, remember, there are other possible candidates that could emerge. I mean, the Shores AAC, which stands on its own and has its own supporters, you know, mostly a lot of young people. So will such a party be in this, you know, other possible third force? I'm not sure. It seems a bit unlikely, because AAC is unlikely to compromise its stated principles. So that's three parties out of this so-called likely third force. Remember also that there is ADC, where somebody like Kingsley Mohalu is more likely to emerge as the presidential candidate, not guaranteed by any chance, but more likely. And if that happens, then that's four parties out of the 18. We are down to 14 now, you know, and out of those other 14 parties includes Labour and NNPP. So we are down to 12, you know, that could coalesce around the so-called third force. Now, in terms of the candidates that could be the actual third force, well, it could be Shore and AAC. I mean, who knows? But there is more buzz around Peter Obi online. But as everybody says, the votes are not cast online. The votes are cast in the real world. But let's go hypothetically, with the Peter Obi scenario,
right,
since that was creating a lot of social media buzz,
right,
if he joins a party and announces it tomorrow, and that party has not held its primaries, with reference to the earlier discussion that Ayo had on ideas, well, would he have had the opportunity to speak with the primary delegates? It's unlikely. He's been going around the country talking to PDP delegates. That's a complication for him. Would those primary delegates have been considering another candidate already? Who knows? And if they have, will that candidate step down for him? So even an Obi joining another party, say hypothetically Labour Party, which is being mentioned frequently, doesn't guarantee that he will get the presidential ticket of such a party, because if the delegates have committed to somebody else, where does that leave him? So in the process of the negotiation, he would want to, in his own interest, sew up the agreement very tight that the party leadership and whoever the front runners are,
right,
would agree for him to be the presidential candidate. Now, if the party has finished electing its presidential candidate by the time he joins, there is a slim gap of what they call substitution. Now, how that would work legally and everything is not clear, but the parties have a very slim window for which to say, okay, that person is no longer available for X, Y, Z reason. This is the person now being presented. That option is open, very slim, and very contentious. I mean, is that what would happen if he is a substituted candidate? But let us assume that it's not Labour or any of the other 12 unlikely, that he's unlikely to join.
Right.
What if he teams up with Kwakwanso? We've seen some posters going up claiming that Obi could run for president and Kwakwanso as vice, or Kwakwanso run for president and Obi as vice, or vice versa. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Now, in the context of Nigerian politics as is, which is not necessarily based on ideas, some people are thinking that Obi Kwakwanso teaming up may, in quotes, bring in southern and northern support. I'm not necessarily a fan of regional politics, but it seems to be an important factor in Nigerian politics as currently exists. Peter Obi seems to have disrupted that a bit by being more intellectual, appearing to be more intellectual. So he has created a space between him and the other candidates.
Right.
Some of who are saying it's their lifetime ambition. Some of who are saying it's their turn. Some of who are saying they are most qualified but may not have shown how. If you are talking of candidates that many middle-class professionals and young people are likely to go out of their way to contribute to,
right,
it may, for the moment, appear like Peter Obi. But like I said, don't forget, there is Shore, there is Kingsley Moharu, AAC, ADC, and so forth. So
all right,
these are just scenarios. It is not clear.
Let's go on a quick break. When we come back, we can continue some more on the Public Square, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere. This is one conversation you don't want to miss.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Public Square.
Well, welcome back. 23 minutes to 5 on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Aogo Obo together with Rotimi Sankore. Welcome all of you once again into the square, where we're having a big discussion on the eve of the national primaries for the All Progressives Congress and the People's Democratic Party. And all of the other parties have a deadline they have to meet by the 3rd of next month. The number to send questions, comments, if you want to find out anything, it's on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. 5805. Chief Udo is asking me to confirm this story about a female APC governorship candidate who emerged as the governorship candidate for Adamawa State. Yes, it is true, Chief Udo. Aishatu Bina Ni was confirmed as the governorship candidate. He's not the first, actually. If you remember Aisha Al-Hassan, who was the governorship candidate, I recollect, in 2015. Interestingly, also from the northeastern part, at that time it was Taraba State. She's passed on, I think, in 2021. So, yes, it is true. So, Rotimi, we have still the big discussion here. We're dealing with the interesting third force, if it's going to indeed emerge. What are the big pictures people have to understand and think deeply about how successful or not so successful it will be if it sees the light of day, Rotimi. So,
yes.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. So we can now get into what a third force campaign can look like, hypothetically, before we talk about the chances of a victory happening.
Yes. Okay. Before we do so, please, let me answer somebody asking questions on social media. I mean, remember, you can ask us questions on social media. I'm at Rotimi Sankore. Aho is at Ahoho Obo. And, of course, the program and station handles at Public Square NG and at Nigeria Info FM. So, Olushola has sent a question to all of us. So, he says, good afternoon, sir. What if he stands as an independent candidate? I assume he's referring to Peter Obi. Yeah, Olushola, that will be in 2027. Yes. It's not possible for 2023. So, I mean, that answers that very quickly. But it is an important question to ask because it is something that a lot of people have talked about in 1999 that... Why isn't there any provision for independent candidates? Because when some people feel frustrated with the character of political parties, some people may want to, you know, invest their confidence in individual characters, you know, in the integrity of an individual.
And the criteria, cumbersome criteria, 20% from every state verified by signatures and INEC. I mean, a lot of people wonder how anyone can go around any of those sort of guidelines.
Yeah, it's not an impossible criteria to meet. It's just a bit unlikely. It's just a bit unlikely because even if you meet all the criteria to go on the ballot box, then there'll be the question of resources to run as an independent candidate. And by resources, that includes funds as well as personnel. The talk about party structure, I mean, is essentially not just the corruption side of it, but also to have people that your representatives at the counting, you know, and at the verification. Look, you know, if you, in a country the size of Nigeria, where, if it's a country where there are 10,000 polling units, it's fine. But once you get to 100,000, you get to 200,000, that means you need 200,000 physical people.
Right.
And in terms of getting such people out and deploying them, it's either, as I always say, you make an online appeal now for people to volunteer and say where they are based, that is an independent candidate, or even now a party candidate that doesn't have money, hasn't had access to the state coffers, can appeal and say, oh, I need 200,000 people to represent me at the different polling units. Can you please register online stating what state, what local government, what polling unit, and we can deploy accordingly. People would have to believe in such a candidate and the person's party, or from 2027, in the candidate's integrity.
Very true.
To do such a thing.
Very
sorry,
true.
Go ahead.
Very true. All right, Rotimi, I see we have some bills to pay, but at least once this is done, we come back and then we can then run through the other questions on Public
okay.
Square. So please stay with us, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
It's your number one station for talk.
Number one.
Listen on the air and online via mobile app. Search Nigeria Info FM on Google Play Store and iOS App Store. Download the app and have us with you wherever you go. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Already know I'll be right beside you, like the wall of Jericho. They don't know, they don't know.
For letting me stay the night.
You're welcome, dear.
I slept so well. Your bed is simply divine. And your pillows are so... like I was resting my head on a cloud.
Smoker makes amazing pillows. That one is the Crown Anti-Allergy Pillow.
I think it's time I changed mine, though. I have been using them for ages.
You should. Doctors recommend changing pillows every 1 to 2 years.
Really?
Uh-huh.
When was the last time you changed your pillows? Buy a Mooka pillow today and sleep healthy.
Mooka. Adding comfort to life.
Sis, what is it again? Oh, look at this blouse. It's lovely. Yes, it's a perfect color for your complexion. And when you step out in this air, heads will turn.
Want to buy it for me?
I want you to buy it so I can add it to what I'm buying on Jumia. That way, my order will be enough to have it delivered for free. Then you'll give me the money for the blouse.
So love.
Shop on Jumia today and enjoy free delivery in Lagos and Abuja. Jumia, your everyday delivered.
I need every time that I look into your eyes.
Love is unconditional. Nothing serves this love better than a bowl of Indomie. So, show some love with Indomie.
What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Millions of Nigerians have received COVID-19 vaccine.
I have taken my own. What about you? We have taken our own. What about you? I am strong and healthy. What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
We are strong and healthy. What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Go get.
Go and get your job.
The hospitals, churches, and the mosques.
Go and get your job.
Health centers, hurry up now. Don't be late.
Go and get your job.
Bye-bye, Corona.
Go and get your jab. The COVID-19 vaccine is the safest way to prevent the spread of the virus to you and your family. This message is brought to you by the National Primary Healthcare Development Agency and its partners.
Go and get your jab.
Bye-bye, Corona.
My guy, waiting the path now. Oh, my shit, don't see the result. Can't know this small thing, no, but trust you, Nana, A1 parallel. How you doing now? Fine, I'll be fine. Nonsense, small house party go in place tomorrow. Jubo, okay, say, we'll expect you for a year tomorrow.
What time?
6 p.m. sharp.
Why you the rush talk now?
See, my credit goes finish. My credit goes finish.
For this glue economy, now your credit they finish.
I beg send me another thing.
Ah, oh, gas speedometer. No need to the rush your call. Buy Glow SIM, and when you submit your NIN, then go first summer you up to free 20,000 naira for voice and data. And when you can't even subscribe to Glow, 11 kb per second. Now to the make calls for as low as 11 kb per second to all networks. It they available to new and existing subscribers. Terms and conditions they show.
Unlimited.
With all the stories that make the news,
the headlines,
the caption,
the breaking news, details of the story.
Let's talk about these and more on
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Let's talk. Let's talk.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Public Square.
Welcome back on 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one talk news and sports station. And it's happening here in the public square. I'm Aoro Obo together with Rotimi Sankore, and we have a show. And as we're speaking, it's fluid. A lot of information, news passing through already. In case you did not know, former President Goodluck Jonathan has been cleared to contest next year's election. The Federal High Court in Yenagoa gave him the green light. Someone is supposed to be part of the aspirant who is vying for the APC's ticket at the Eagle Square tomorrow, but it's unlikely he will be there because the court has also denied Senator Rochester Okorocha bail. So he will be in detention while the primary is going on over the weekend. So, Rotimi, we still have unfinished business here with a third force hypothetical analysis.
Yes. I think we are moving from would the likely candidate emerge when somebody came and asked what if an OB, for instance, runs as an independent, and we are clarifying that that's not possible for now.
Right, right.
Yes.
And then so, going to the chances of victory.
Well, the first thing would be, how would such a third force campaign,
right,
you know, before we talk about victory, it would depend on who is the candidate of the third force. Who is the vice president of the third force?
Right.
What kind of demographics are they able to pull in behind them and social sectors? So, for instance, Nigeria has a huge youth demographic. The majority of the population in Nigeria is under 35. Having said that, half of that under 35 is under 18, so they are not going to be able to vote. So those that are able to vote that are registered, if that demographic is impressed enough by the third force, then it could change the calculations. If a specific section of the youth demographic, such as students, are impressed enough that such a candidate and party going forward will fulfill the agreements that the previous government signed with ASUU, and revive the universities and polytechnics, then the students could support such a third force. The same thing for professionals, middle class, workers, women,
right,
in the rural areas.
Right.
So it really depends on the kind of social base and demographics that third force is able to pull in, either through the credibility of the candidates, the program of the party, or both. Now, on the chances of victory, which you mentioned,
right,
well, it's slim but not impossible. It's slim but not impossible. I mean, key factors will include resources. Third force. If the third force does not have hands in the state kitty in many states, so let's say, for instance, that third force is Suarez AAC, no access to state kitty anywhere, chances slim, not impossible, but very slim. Mm. If it is ADC and Mahalo, the same thing. If it is Wakwanso and Peter Obi, both either or one of them, then there could be an argument, oh, there is some governor experience, and so forth. One, both have been governors. Are they those kind of candidates that have historical legacy hand in the previous state kitchen? I mean, who knows?
Mm.
It's all in the realm of speculation. Peter Obi is perceived to be a person with more integrity than the average politician in Nigeria. And I have seen a lot of people saying that they are prepared to contribute to his campaign. In fact, I have seen prominent people claiming they can raise the $10 billion. Is it possible? Well, we will see. So resources will be a challenge. Like we mentioned earlier, personnel, rep. I mean, people can vote for you. If you don't have any rep to defend your vote at the counting place, it may not count. So whoever it is will need roughly 200,000 reps at a voting unit.
Right.
Popular support, will that make a big difference and cut across the so-called party structures?
Mm.
Yeah, it's very possible. Look, if you look at somebody like, I know people will say, oh, that was in France.
Mm.
But look, President Macron formed a party 6-7 months before the election in France.
Right.
There are 2-3 big mainstream parties,
mm-hmm,
and 3 or 4 other like sub mainstream parties. And he formed a party, he was in his 30s at the time, through a lot of popular appeal. Yeah. He won the presidential election, and on a point which we will address in a few minutes, then appealed that if he won the presidential elections but not the parliament, they will frustrate him.
Right.
And the French populace delivered the parliament.
Right.
So it's not impossible, but there is something that we have to consider, which is that one, the sequence of elections,
right,
could be a factor.
Mm.
If it is a scenario in which the election started from the lower rung, local government, state, Senate, House of Reps, and presidential, the momentum will be the other way. In a scenario whereby the presidential election kicks off first, if a third party wins, if a third force wins presidential election, it changes the calculation.
Right, right.
In terms of momentum, confidence, oh, it's possible, oh, we did it,
right,
oh, we can remove these so-called big parties,
right,
and so forth. Will it be enough to win an outright victory? Slim, but not impossible. If there is a runoff for the first time in Nigeria, because don't forget, if you don't win by certain criteria,
right,
in 2/3 of the 36 states, then the two candidates and party with the highest votes go into a runoff. In that kind of scenario, a third force candidate,
right,
running against a PDP or APC,
right,
that may have come top two. Will Nigerians then say, oh, in fact, we have had enough of PDP or APC,
right,
whoever is in the top two with the third force, and go with the third force candidate? It's very possible. The young people have had enough,
right,
especially,
right,
no prospect for job,
right,
education,
right,
problem,
right,
disposable income,
right,
plenty of inequality, and so forth. So,
right,
it's not impossible. Countries reach tipping points. There was a time when anybody could have sworn that a black person will never be elected president in America. And it happened. A lot of us looked at the demographics and said, it is slim but possible.
Right.
Why? I mean, we can't go into all the details now, but the demographics have changed.
Right. And the great
so
point,
same thing in Nigeria. Yeah. Look, those over 65 in Nigeria are 3% of the population. Are they reading the demographics right? I doubt it. They think the young people don't know anything, that they can just bamboozle them. They may be in for a shock.
Yeah, very, very true. Very true. And then, I mean, I remember a very clear example of how this whole politics can play out. I remember in Senegal in 2013 when I did cover the election, and you had the incumbent, and then you had a certain Macky Sall. I mean, Abdoulaye Wade won the first round, but when it was time for the second the runoff, all of the parties came together and rallied around Macky Sall, and that's how an outsider became the president of Senegal, who interestingly was
just outsider, younger
and
much younger.
Yes, I mean, he was brought in by youth rappers. They called themselves then Yanama, you know, young hip-hop rappers who came together with Youssou N'Dour. Yeah. So it's very, very possible. So Ruth, yeah. I think we're going to go on the headline news break, and just after the headline news, we come back and Ruth will touch on how will they govern if a third force comes in, and then we can open the phone lines for the people to talk. Many of them I see want to talk, even from WhatsApp. All right, let's go on that quick break. We come back. Time for headline news, and the public square will continue on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let me tell you about Public Square. There are several lines that meet other edges.
Youth of this country who are already in a disillusioned, disenchanted state will be encouraged.
Where we talk about the fine margins. Sometimes it's black, white, and blurry.
It's also informed by the need to save costs and reduce legislative time.
Then there are the actors right at the center, coming through political processes, which could be dramatic.
To the extent of this impeachment, if Parliament does not raise this money.
And controversial.
If driving through the roads is engaging the macabre, culpability is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Arogo Obo at the Public Square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Public Square.
Oh, welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. If you've just joined in, you have missed quite a lot, but better late than never. You got the next an hour there about to catch up on everything we're talking about. The Public Square on 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one talk news and sports station. We're focusing on the emerging issues around Nigeria's 2023 elections, in particular the possibility of a so-called third force candidate in the presidential election. And Rotimi, in the hour or thereabout, has been looking at the different issues. We do a 360 of the entire concept and what it will mean. Don't forget to join the conversation on social media at Nigeria Info FM, at Public Square NG, at Aoro Obo, at Rotimi Sankore. Any of these handles, questions, comments, inquiries, we'd love to hear from you. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. At some point, we're going to open the phone lines so that you can also join in the analysis and just what you think about it. So, Rotimi, before we went on that break, we have just one more talking point where we are going to have to look at, if it happens, how can a third force govern when there are different levels of government to deal with?
I think this is really the tougher one. Honestly, I think as slim as the possibility of a third force winning the presidential elections, I think it is possible and it could happen, especially if the sequence of election puts momentum in their favor, and if there is a runoff election with either the APC or PDP candidates, and young people especially feel with they've had enough and they will go with whoever the third force candidate is, or candidates, president and VP. So I think that is possible, but slim. The more difficult issue will be such candidates and party having won how will they govern? Ah, that is going to be tough. That's when we will see the cynicism of traditional Nigerian politicians. Such a government will need a lot of support from the populace, and especially from young people. So, for one thing, such a government is, if they win the presidency, will have to deal with the National Assembly, that is the Senate and the House of Reps. So let us say hypothetically, look at all the prominent possible third force candidates, whether it is Mualu, Sowore, Peter Obi, Kwakwanso, or a combination of any of them. Assuming any of them wins the presidency, the National Assembly, as presently constituted, unless, like I said, presidential election first, third force wins, changes momentum, and people start rushing out to vote for the parliamentary candidates of any third force, which, by the way, is what is done in a lot of developed countries. That is what is done in a lot of developed countries. So it's, you know, it creates a situation in which if you vote for a president, I mean, like now, President Macron won second term and started appealing, please, please vote for my parliamentary candidate. Is he likely to get the majority he got last time? Is unlikely. The left parties or the more radical parties are likely to gain more seats. The right-wing racist fascist parties may even gain more seats. So Macron's party may win parliament with a slimmer majority. But if you look across UK, Germany, and so forth like that, often they have to form coalitions in parliament, especially where it is parliamentary system. So there is never an outright majority in parliament in many of those countries. And many people argue that it creates more check and balances. So what could happen here? If there is a coalition behind the third force candidate, say for instance, 12 parties come together,
right,
then those 12 parties could win 30, 40, 50% of the seats. If they don't, and they are stuck with mainly PDP and APC being the majority, I bet you the chances that APC and PDP parliamentarians will come together to winch them is reasonably high. Because many of them have cross-carpeted. I mean, currently the APC chair used to be a PDP governor and senator. Same thing with the APC national secretary. So, I mean, they all know themselves. So if they feel that they are in quote, bat right has been taken from them by this third force rascal, whoever it may be, they may now, if they constitute together 50% or more of the parliament, they may, for instance, block appointment. They may refuse to confirm appointments into the cabinet, or they may go into horse trading and say, well, we offer you some people for the cabinet. Maybe they offer 50% and say, okay, you so-called third force, take 50%, we take 50%. Is such a thing possible? Will the so-called third force accept? How will the people react if a third force is voted in as presidential candidate? There are a lot of scenarios that could emerge, but the most likely one will be that such a third force may have less than 50% of the parliamentarians, unless citizens' momentum says, oh, if they win presidential, we have to support them and tip them over 51% of the members of parliament. So expect some difficulties. They are same thing with passing budgets. They may face resistance with the budget. Say, hypothetically, a third force candidate that is more interested in education, in youth development, in transport, in health, and so forth like that, and say, unless these matters are resolved, Nigeria is heading for the cliff edge. The so-called traditional parties that are used to being settled before they vote for budget or cabinet or whatever, how are they likely to react? So expect a lot of turbulence, maybe even a lot of protests by the people that may have voted a so-called third force into office. In countries where referendum is part of the constitution, normally such a government, if they are isolated at the executive position, will call referendum for almost everything. For instance, if they want to introduce free education at university level, for instance, and the parliament blocks them, they may call referendum. If the referendum is passed, then that is it. Nigeria, no provision for referendum. So such a government may be calling for support to put pressure on the parliament. If that happens, a lot of turbulence. At the state level, would the third force win enough governors to support it? Who knows? Three governors, four governors, five governors. I mean, right now, the only sitting governor that is not of APC or PDP is Apga. But if there is momentum behind a federal level third force presidential president that may emerge, could it give momentum to their governorship candidates? I mean, who knows? There is some emerging speculation as of today of even regional scenario, which I hope doesn't happen. But that scenario is saying, for instance, that if a certain prominent national leader from one of the mainstream parties does not win his party's nomination, would he turn to another party to try and fulfill, in which case he may use regional base? Would a Kwakwanso, in quotes, use northern base? Would Obi get southern support only? I mean, I hope that kind of scenario doesn't unfold, because that will just balkanize Nigeria politically and accelerate the disintegration.
Right.
But let us assume that a third force candidate wins the presidency. The governors' forum, if they have only 3, 4, 5, or 6 governors out of 36, could become a problem if they don't support the policy, if they feel their birthright has been taken from them. So these are all things people should be prepared for, because we have not seen this kind of scenario, we haven't seen it this close to imagine before. For the first time, it is a hypothetical possibility, if that's not tautology. So we have to look at everything. A, B, C, D, if this happens, what is likely? If the other happens, what is likely? Now, you must remember, I mean, you will remember, I don't know how many of the audience will remember, given our large youth population, that a Balarabe Musa, for instance, at one extreme in Kaduna, as governor during the Shagari era, was even impeached by his House of Assembly, because as a radical, in fact, some would say revolutionary governor, that won governorship on the platform of People's Redemption Party, that is the PRUP. And just for context, people need to understand that the PRUP led by Malam Aminu Kanu was considered so progressive at the time, some people even thought more progressive than ours UPN, that was the party that a lot of intellectuals like Wole Soyinka and Chinua Achebe joined, regardless of their ethnicity, in quotes. So that's how PRUP was considered at the time. So when Balarabe won governorship in Kaduna, a lot of people felt excited, but he didn't win House of Assembly, or his party didn't win majority of House of Assembly. And those old enough will remember that Balarabe Musa was then impeached by the House of Assembly, who felt that if you are running all these programs for education, for poor people, for better wages, housing, better, what is going to be left for them to work?
Exactly.
So Balarabe Musa was edged out. Is such a scenario possible at the national level? It's not impossible. It's not impossible. These are a lot of things on the table for people to think of. So it's not just straightforward that if third-party candidate wins, it is hallelujah for the person, and the person will do 2 terms.
Absolutely. So, Rotimi, I think this is our cue to open the phone line so that the rest of the square can be filled up and people can tell us what they think about the third force and what the chances are. The number to call, 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. And please go away from the device you're listening to so we don't have any interruptions once you pass through.
There may be some breaking news from regular listeners. We have to double check it.
Right.
So as not to inadvertently spread news that is not correct.
Right.
But I have some people engaging on social media claiming that there is unconfirmed rumor that Obi may have joined Labour Party.
Ah.
I mean, this is more than one message coming in now.
Right.
So I don't know whether it is Labour Party supporters doing propaganda, you know, to try and hype their party, or whether it is true. I mean, we actually need to check. So please, can colleagues in newsroom help us look at it?
All right.
If that has happened, that is a significant development.
All right, we'll be with the newsroom shortly, and if we get any information either from Peter Obi's camp or the Director General of his campaign, Adeoyin Okupe, I'm sure that we'll see it shortly. So, 0700-993-993-993, the number to call us on. If you're going to send us messages on WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. So, let's head to the phone lines.
Hello.
All right. Hello and good evening.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you clearly now.
Good evening.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from? Say that again.
AB from Songo.
AB, please go ahead.
Yeah, I think I want to say that Peter Obi leaving the PDP, the work on development. But I think I want you to look at some of these other new political parties.
Can he please speak up?
Now, AB, your sound...
I want you
good.
To join, look at all other political parties, not APC or PDP, like this PROP and other parties to come together, like Labour Party to come together and give him the ticket.
Okay.
And once they give him the ticket, Nigerians are ready because I remember that I listened to an opinion poll just about 2 months ago. He was even leading all other contestants. So I believe that if they give him that opportunity, Nigerians want to vote for him. He's going to win. But all that I'm saying is that even if it becomes the president and they have other National Assembly members, you know the usual way, most of them are going to jump to this to each of these parties. All of them will have to do the apology, which I know is going to be the way forward.
All right.
God bless Nigeria in Jesus' name. Thank you
very much, AB. And AB says a coalition, but then he fears that jumpology. Apologies to Chief Zebrudaya.
He was talking about the possibility of a coalition.
Yes, a coalition of the other parties.
Right. Yes, but we did mention it at the beginning. He may have missed the beginning when we were saying that there are at least 12 parties that could form a coalition. I mean, if you exclude APC, PDP, and parties that may have strong candidates that may not join. For instance, Suarez AAC may not join such a coalition. If Mohalu wins ADC candidacy, they may not join such a coalition.
Right.
You know, so that's already four parties out of 18 and so forth like that. So we did mention that there may be 12 other parties that could join a coalition with maybe an OB or a Kwakwanso. I mean, this is based on the current reality of Nigerian politics. I'm not saying that Obi, Kwakwanso are necessarily, you know, will be better presidents than, say, Mohalu or Sowore. But the Nigerian politics as presently constituted means that Obi, Kwakwanso, in quotes, have higher profile.
Right.
It doesn't mean they will make better candidates or presidents than, say, Sowore or Mohalu.
Oh,
so,
right.
But there are 12 other parties that may not have strong candidates that can join such a coalition. As we are speaking, I'm looking at, I think it has happened. I think it has happened. P- Peter Obi is confirming on his verified Twitter handle. I mean, let me quote. He says, therefore, I have chosen a route that I consider to be in line with our aspirations and my mantra of taking the country from consumption to production, and that is the Labour Party, which is synonymous with the people, workers, development, production, securing and uniting Nigeria as one family. I invite all Nigerians to join me in taking back our country. So he's confirmed,
right,
from Peter Obi himself, that he has declared for Labour Party. So,
right.
And I mean, what are the chances he will win the primary? Reasonably high, because the primary has not been held. Right. Now, as the last caller said, we Peter Obi led Labour join with a Kwakwanso, NMPP, and other parties for a coalition. Maybe it's possible, but it takes a lot of negotiation. Anyway, we now have an addition to the third force officially, which is Peter Obi, you know, seeking the presidential ticket of Labour Party. So a bit more excitement.
Excellent. And you see pictures of Peter Obi together with the leadership of the Labour Party there for the photo ops. So I think we can take in, I'm looking at the time, we can take in at least one more call before we go on the next break. Let's hear what they have to say. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you calling from?
How are you?
I'm brilliant. And you?
This is Prince Wires.
Great, Prince Wires. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, my dear. Obi join Labour Party.
Right.
The Abadan APGA. You know, that's its original party. Fine, good. We make headway unless maybe they are 20, they are 50. If all of them come together to form a formidable party, this is where they can challenge both the PDP and APC. If only the Labour Party or three parties or four parties join together, they can never meet it when you come to national election. I must be frank with I'm going to be sincere with you. The money you fail to spend when you are PDP, when you go to a party, you will spend a lot of money. Because this is a big party, they have structure, where elections are taking place, your agent, they may buy over your agent. And when you don't have stronger agents, you don't pay your agent a very fat money, it may not represent you well. So, Nigeria democracy is too expensive. That's what I'm saying. It's all said. I always say we need parliamentary state of government in this country. Not this democracy we borrow from America. It's too expensive.
Right.
So better love for all of them. Let me stop here.
All right. Thank you very much, Prince Wise. It's just too expensive system. Squeeze in one more call and then we go on this break. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling from. All right, Kowoko, go ahead, please.
Hello.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
God bless you, Alice.
Yeah, Kowoko, but looks like your line is...
Hello, are you hearing me now? Hello?
Try again, let's hear.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you hearing me now?
We can hear you. Go ahead quickly.
1981, Balarabe Musa was impeached. My mother was in Nigeria Airways Quarters, Fortress Building in Kaduna Town. And she was tear-gassed. And may God bless Balarabe Musa. They were singing... Banato Berabe, Musa Kinato. Banato Berabe, Musa Kinato. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I'm now crying because of highest leader politics. I'm crying. Is it? Are we going to have a future? No, are we going to have a future? They are doing highest leader. Why are you so fresh? They are doing highest leader. Why are you so fresh? In short, I support that too. Let's continue. Let the strike. I'll let it continue. Sure.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, Kowoko. Rotimi, we'll go on this break. We'll come back.
Might just say quickly that whatever Kowoko was chanting there,
right,
you know, it does not represent the views of the station.
Absolutely
so.
Not. All right. Exactly. All right. So we have Feta in here, and Feta has something for us. So, Feta, Go ahead and talk to us.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The Public Square.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one talk news and sports station. And we are home stretch now on the big discussion we've had, which during the hour, as we spoke about the third force possibility, Peter Obi declared his intention to run with the Labour Party, and it's confirmed now on his Twitter handle. We've been getting snippets here and there, but now it's confirmed from the Labour Party as well as from Peter Obi that he will be that he is now with the Labour Party and will be seeking to be the country's number one citizen with the Labour Party. On WhatsApp again, 0809-597-5805. Get to the phone lines also too shortly so we can get in as many calls.
Somebody is asking that it be like, say, Public Square get expo on this matter. No. I don't have expo, but I assure you that between us, we have many decades of combined news and current affairs experience. Yeah. And really, when you have that, it's not too difficult to anticipate what may happen.
Right.
You know, it's not too difficult. So there was not expo, but I mean, it was just based on our experience, we expected that if Peter Obi was going to declare for one party or the other, he would most likely do it today or tomorrow. Why? Because most of the primaries commence tomorrow.
Right.
And in the case of the Labour Party, I think last I heard, they want to do their primary on Tuesday. So APC, PDP over the weekend, Labour Party on Tuesday. It changes a lot of calculations. Right. Now, Labour has a big name. Will it have the infrastructure? Mm. Can it mobilize the resources? I mean, in theory, hypothetically, Labour is the party of the workers, youth, the marginalized, and so forth like that. So will it give Peter Obi more momentum? Will this change the calculation, for instance, for people seeking the ticket of Labour Party for governorship seats? It's possible. Will it change the momentum for those seeking Labour Party tickets for Senate, House of Reps, House of Assembly? Well, what I would suggest is, if you miss the beginning of the program, it is going to be up as a podcast in a day or two, over the weekend or by Monday. So you may want to listen to today's Public Square again and hear all the permutations that Ahoho and I took you through.
Great.
So those Labour Party or OB supporters that were prompting us that the announcement has been made, thank you, Omoaki, Sunife, Remi Moses, Oluwasegun Adebisi, and so forth, that were already hinting on Twitter that as you are speaking, as the announcement is being made. So thanks for the hints. We've confirmed via OB's verified Twitter handle that it is indeed true.
Right.
And a lot of papers are now reports him. So more excitement for a possible third first candidate. Imagine Aho.
Right, very true. So we're going to go quickly through some of the WhatsApp messages because they're quite a number, and then get back to the phone. I'll do probably like five, and then Godwin Emenchuku from Ogun State says, please confirm if it's true. Former Governor Jigawa Sule Lamido wants senatorial seat, his son gubernatorial, and his daughter House of Reps, Elder Godwin. Yeah, it's a viral post, but it's fake. It's not true. Just Sule Lamido's son picked up the governorship ticket for the PDP. Sule Lamido, the former governor, did not contest in any seat. Neither did his daughter contest. So I guess that takes care of your question.
Having said that, Ahoho,
right,
there are some dynastic trends emerging where father and son, father and daughter, at least one or two have emerged. I guess there will be more of that in the future. I mean, you can't stop people from contesting because their fathers or mothers held position before.
All right.
If you think they are not competent, you vote for another candidate.
And there are people also fathoming guesses that there will be big names that will fall in the APC exercise over the weekend and will have to move party to fulfill the ambition. I see your messages here. Femi from Ikorodu writes, disappointing if Peter Obi goes to take vice presidency. Well, it's well, some of the messages, because you were sending it before you declared, now your messages have become stale, so I will have to skip those messages
in the space of 10 minutes.
Yeah, your messages became stale news. Peter Obi has the right to resign from any political party and join any party of his choice, but frankly for me, he has proven that he's a weak contender who wants power on a platter. Now, question to Mr. Obi is, if he moves to another political party and finds himself in the same situation as in the PDP, will he keep jumping? Says Emeka from Ikeja.
No, there isn't any more room for that. By next week, if he doesn't win the ticket of the Labour Party, there is hardly any other place he can go.
Yes.
It may be too late, unless somebody drafts him as vice president. I mean, the same thing for many of these big names. Once they lose the primaries this week, they may be able to go to one party or two that haven't had primary. Will they win on that platform is unlikely. Some will become vice presidential candidate or so. I mean, who knows? Who knows? You know, all we are looking at here is possible scenarios.
Exactly. Possible scenarios. Let's get to the phone lines. Rhythmia, I'm taking some more calls. 0700-993-993-993. And then female callers can call also to on this line. 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. Sorry about that. Do call back. Hello and good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
I want to thank you for the wonderful analysis you are doing.
Right. Thank you.
It is wonderful. Especially concerning the present things that is going on in Nigeria, the political shenanigan that is going on.
Right.
I'm thrilled that we can have somebody who is so unbiased in his analysis. Once more, thank you.
Right.
Now, coming to the top force scenario.
Right.
It is not impossible. Nigerian youth are actually on the move.
Mm.
They want to change the the narrative.
Mm.
And you can see it from their what they are doing in the social media. I wish they have their PVC that they can change it. Peter Obi is a man with a man with so much energy to go about. I have met with him and I've had the occasion to deal with him. He's not going to be pushed over by anybody who thinks that they are rooted traditionally in politics in Nigeria, that they could get to a National Assembly and they start pushing him up and down. If you remember what happened in Anambra State, he was impeached.
Very true.
And he regained back. Peter Obi is not, of course, he's called Okute, a strong-minded person. He could do it.
All right.
And I bet he will do it if he eventually voted to rule Nigeria.
Thank you for your analysis, even though we didn't get your name. But
I still see some other things coming up. Very soon we will know where to. But Nigeria is built for a change.
All
the
right.
Youth.
Right.
Of Nigeria are prepared to change the dynamics and the narratives in Nigerian politics. And somebody like Sankore should continue to give us a proper analysis.
And he'll
the public sphere,
right.
Because that is what we need in Nigeria. We need a change, a very proper change.
Thank you very much, which is what we said we're going to do, to open up the conversation so you can see the angles, like Messi sees the spaces to explore, and you can have a complete picture of what the political situation is, especially around the third force, not just on the surface, but drill deep into it. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Saheed. I'm calling from Bekwemo.
All right, Saheed, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you, Ahoho, and thanks, Mr. Samfori, for the analysis he's been giving us. That's been fantastic. But I think we need to move away from all of these big names, big parties you are talking about. If Nigeria fully know that we have had enough of all these big parties, we have seen power change hands between PDP and ACC, and we have seen themselves turning around. PDP lost power, and they went away and got power again to APC. And you know, you can see the way they turn around, they're not going to be turning back again. You can see the entire, almost a lot of the former members of PDP becoming executives in the APC, and, you know, drafting a former president back into APC. It shows that both these big parties, you know, they don't have nothing to offer Nigerians. So it's left for us as the people to make sure we take, because power is in our hands.
All right.
We need to realize that and take that power with what we have. The power is about it's about election. It's about voting. These people don't have anything. You know, they have scared so many people with the fact that yes, your vote don't count and all those things. Those are not true.
Right. Thank
vote
you.
Count if people count. Really wanted to vote.
Thank you very much for your great views there. Vote count, he says. Hello and good evening.
Yeah, hello, Ogogo.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Good evening, my brother. My name is Uche. I'm presently in Apapa at the moment. Ogaroti, may I greet you, sir?
Yeah, he hears you. Go ahead, Uche.
Okay, now, very quickly, great news. Great news that Peter Obi has finally pitched a tent with another party. Now, the problem I have is this. Now, obviously, Peter Obi has shown that he is serious. He doesn't want to play a second fiddle anymore, which is quite commendable. Most likely, his vice or the person that will run with him will be from the north. Now, the problem I have is this. Ogogo, you and I know that the voting public are not people who are educated, if I may use that word in quotes. The voting masses are people who just go with tribe and ethnicity, based on what their so-called leaders tell them, and they say, okay, look, this is the person you go with, and they just queue behind him. Now, we all know, just like even Rotimi Sankore said, Peter Obi is perceived to be the most qualified in terms of analysis, in terms of pedigree, in terms of integrity. Now, if he emerges as a candidate for the Labour Party, and his vice is from the north, will these people be willing to say, okay, let's go with this man, he has the idea? Or will they still go back to one old politician who will just say, come and let's go this way? When we all know that at the end of the day, the country will go into a deeper mess. That is the problem I have. And I just hope that his vice or the person that will run with him will also be a very qualified and astute northerner who can say to his people, look, we are tired of this suffering. Even the man that is ruling us now, what has he done for us? Insecurity has increased. Education is zero. Nothing. So that is my problem. And I hope that he sails through. He left PDP, people said it was a wrong move. No, it wasn't a wrong move. He saw the writing and knew that they wanted to humiliate him. And I appreciate him for this bold effort. I wish him all the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Uche, for your frank comments. Rhythm is back in again, but great.
I said, based on the social media response, it appears a lot of the citizens believe Obi to be the most intellectual candidate. I did not pronounce him as such. I said, based on the response that we can see.
Right. All right. Let's. I think we can squeeze in one, two more calls. Let's go. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is GBK. I'm calling you from Lagos Island here.
All right, GBK, go ahead, please.
Yes, I just want to appreciate Peter Obi's move. In fact, it is very obvious that all of us are tired of the ruling party and even the opposition. So I would encourage Peter Obi to pick a northern candidate that is very viable and that people love in the north. Not for me, I would say maybe somebody like former CBN governor, someone prominent and with high level of integrity and high IQ. Mm. Someone like Shekau, someone like, I don't know, Babako is another party, but and it's so prominent. It will scale through if they can form alliance and campaign vigorously to the grassroots. It will be a new turn for Nigeria. This is my submission. Mr. Aroti, Mr. Akore, please, I love to always hear your voice. Thank you for all you do and all the team in the house. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, GBK. Thank you. I think GBK meant Shekarau, not Shekau. Shekarau, former governor. I didn't want that to pass. Shekarau, the former governor of Kano State. She meant not Shekau.
I think that's an important clarification.
We have to make that clarification.
I mean, most people know who Shekau is.
Exactly.
You don't want such people near any government at all.
Never at all. All right, Rosemary, we've come to the end of the show this evening, and it's been...
Yes, please, may I say, if you have any other questions, comments, and so forth, you know, I'm at Rotimi Sankore. You can engage, ask questions. Over the next week, this is one of the most exciting things to discuss. And Aho is at Ahoho Obo. Next week, Ahoho... I mean, we have no choice other than to focus on the candidates that have emerged from the primary. So it's going to be a big program. Who are your presidential candidates? Hands down, that's the topic for next Friday's Public Square, 4 p.m. on 99.3. Who are your presidential candidates? All the primaries would have been done before 4 p.m. next Friday. So don't fail to join the program.
Right. And those of you asking questions on WhatsApp whether whether INEC will extend, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
That's really unlikely.
Yes, we'll not.
I mean, there may be some court cases, but INEC is unlikely to extend the deadline for primaries.
Right. And thank you all of you for the messages you sent. I'm sorry we couldn't take everything. Comrade Godfrey from Surulere, I see your message, and I'm sure that you asking if most messages are dropped here is the purpose, and the corresponding response seem to be giving credence to the abnormalities going on in the polity. We seem not to be topped by this open and brazenly displayed bribery and corruption. But next week, Comrade Stephen and all of you, Godfrey rather, and all of you sending messages, we'll have more time dedicated to the messages and the calls so that we can get you all have your say on who you want as your presidential candidate.
Yeah. All right. And also the governorship, the exciting governorship candidates emerging. Some not for the right reasons, some maybe.
Exactly. All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are going to go off for a break. We come back, the news will be up, and after the news, we'll have Sammy and Ifai and Dexter, I think, with music and moments. Please stay with us on 99.3 Nigeria Info.